Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Greg Ehrenberg from Odd Chopper here to break down another NBA slate. And we've got a full one on Wednesday, nearly every team in action. So more options to choose from. Why come and like the video and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And also leave me a comment below to let me know whatever it is you guys have money on for today. I love to see any of the thoughts that you guys have in terms of what your opinions are on my bets, or anything that you personally have your money on that I didn't talk about. And recapping yesterday's slate, which was a profitable one, so I gave out two bets in my video. They're both plus money bets, so the hope was one of those two bets would win and we'd come away profitable for the day, which ended up being the case. Had Klay Thompson over 3.5 rebounds at plus 113. That ended up winning, and that one won pretty easily. Klay sucked otherwise, but at least from a rebound perspective, I think he actually had 6 in the first half, so that won fairly easily. And then the other one, I had Reggie Jackson under 6.5 assists, also at plus money. That one lost fairly easily. Reggie Jackson had a whole bunch of assists, but like we said yesterday, two plus money bets that were looked at as being fairly close to 50-50 in our projections. We just needed to win one of those at plus money, and it was going to be a profitable day. So overall, the thesis ended up coming through there. As for Wednesday, like I said, there's going to be a little more to look at in terms of betting angles for today with so many more games. And let's break those down right now. My favorite NBA bets for the Wednesday slate. So to start us off, I'm looking at over 7.5 rebounds for Kyle Kuzma. We have him projected for 9.1. And these might seem like really big numbers for Kyle Kuzma on the surface, but looking at some of his numbers for this year, particularly as of late, it really does make a lot of sense as to why we would have such a high rebound projection for Kyle Kuzma. Because if you look at him over the last couple of weeks, it's not just that the rebound totals have been significant. It's the way he's doing it. It's the reason he's accumulating so many counting stats is because his playing time is just absurd over the last couple of weeks. So if we go back to the games from November 10th until now, he has played upwards of 40 minutes in more games that he has played less than 34 minutes. Played as many as 41 minutes in some of those games, 40, 41. So some really big playing time from Kyle Kuzma as of late, which is why the rebounds have been big. The last handful of games over the stretch, 8 rebounds, 7, 7, 10, 8, 10, 11, 8, 11. So over the course of the last 3 weeks, we've only seen 2 games that Kyle Kuzma has less than 7.5 rebounds. And when he was in those games, he was at 7 on the dot. So the floor for Kyle Kuzma has been really high in terms of rebounds. And then obviously the ceiling has been really high as well. When he's playing 40, 41 minutes, we're seeing him put up games with double-digit rebounds. And that's why I think this bet makes a whole lot of sense, because it's easy to project Kyle Kuzma to pull down 8 or more rebounds when we're expecting to play 36 to 38, maybe even 40 minutes in any one given game. Pretty good matchup tonight against the Nets. We're also going to be without Ben Simmons, who's one of the better rebounders on the team. That should benefit Kuzma a little bit in this spot. So our numbers, we'd be overwinning 69% of the time. That's value I could get behind. So give me Kyle Kuzma for over 7.5 rebounds. If you guys haven't collected your free $200 yet from BetMGM, there's still time, because they have an offer going on right now where if you sign up for the first time by clicking on the link that we have below and you head on over to BetMGM, you place a $10 moneyline bet on any World Cup soccer game, and it pays out $200 regardless of the result in that game. So it's going to say on the page as long as a goal is scored, but that means any goal scored throughout the World Cup. And since it's already happened, your $10 is going to lead to $200 to you for free. All you have to do is sign up by clicking on the link below and make sure your first bet is a $10 moneyline bet on a World Cup soccer game. That is it. That is all you need to do to collect $200. This is a no-brainer offer, so take advantage of it before it goes away. The next bet I'm looking at, it's over 2.5 rebounds for Colin Sexton. This bet can be had for plus 124. Now, there are a handful of different bets that are out there for Colin Sexton right now. I like the over 2.5 at plus 124 best that's currently available over at FanDuel. Because if you look at a site like Unibet, for instance, they do have Sexton with an over-under of 1.5 rebounds, but it's really heavily juiced on the over. It's actually minus 180. So I'd rather take over 2.5 at plus 124 for myself personally than the over 1.5 at minus 180. But if you guys feel differently, you want to take the over 1.5, that also projects really well for us out in our simulations. We have it winning 82% of the time. But give me the extra rebound and give me the plus money on it. Because if you look at Colin Sexton this year, he is averaging 2.4 rebounds per game. So right around that 2.5 rebound average. And typically when I see something like this, if it's plus money on the over, I'm going to like it anyway. But here's another reason to like it even more in this scenario and why we have Sexton projected for right around 3.5 rebounds over at Odd Chopper. He's starting right now. Mike Conley is out for the Utah Jazz. And in these games, we're seeing much bigger minutes for Colin Sexton. Last game, he played a season high 36.5 minutes. So overall for the year, while he's averaging 2.5 rebounds per game, he's doing that in only 23.5 minutes. If we are now looking at Colin Sexton as the starting point guard for Utah, playing mid-30s minutes, then you're looking at a spot where, okay, now we're going to be projecting him for 3.5 to 4 rebounds, which makes that over 2.5 at plus, at pretty good plus money, really, really good value. So I'm going to maybe get a little bit greedy by going with over 2.5 at plus money as opposed to the over 1.5, but I do think it's better odds and better value overall because of the plus money. So give me the Sexton over 2.5 rebound prop. And for my final bet of the day, I have Yusuf Nurkic for over 14.5 points, and he's playing a much bigger role as of late for the Portland Trailblazers with Damian Lillard out of the mix, and the minutes are finally up for Nurk as well. So his playing time was really getting jerked around earlier in the season, but the last three games now for Nurkic, 32 minutes, 34 minutes, 38 minutes. So they're relying on him to play extended minutes now that they don't have Damian Lillard to lead the offense. And as a result, if we look at the recent games for Nurkic, he only scored 13 last night, did have 10 rebounds and 7 assists, but the game before that, 17 points, 20 points, 22 points, 16 points, 18 points, 17 points. So still overall, he is hit for 16 or more points in 6 of his last 7 games. So that's where I think this 14.5 prop is fairly low. It doesn't really fully show what the current role is for Nurkic with Damian Lillard being out. There's more usage for Nurkic and more playing time available as the Blazers just need to lean on him a little bit more heavily on offense. So we have him projected for 17 points over at Odd Chopper today. The over expected to win 64% of the time. 14.5 points, too low of a prop for Yusuf Nurkic right now. I like the over. So recapping the Wednesday bets, we've got three of them. Kyle Kuzma over 2.5 rebounds. Colin Sexton plus money on over 2.5 rebounds. There's the 1.5 rebound prop as well that you guys could take if you prefer it. I like the 2.5 where I'm getting the plus money. And then finally, Nurkic over 14.5 points. That's what I got on tap today. But let me know in the comment section what you guys are betting on and what you think about these bets. And if you want any more information for myself, we've also got our premium betting Discord. You get 1 week free access by clicking on the link below. That's going to do it for me today, guys. I hope you have a great day and good luck with all your bets tonight.